USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. President Biden says he continues to cooperate with the Justice Department over classified and other documents found not just at an old office, but also at his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
The Department of Justice was immediately notified, and the lawyers arranged for the Department of Justice to take possession of the document.
The president says his people found papers in his library and his garage in Wilmington, but found no papers at his beach house in Rehoboth, Delaware. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's not happy with the perceived double standard as compared to former President Trump.
Here's an individual that sat on 60 Minutes that was so concerned about President Trump's documents locked in behind, and now we find it just as a vice president keeping it for years out in the open in different locations.
McCarthy also told reporters today he has no intention of asking New York Congressman George Santos to resign. McCarthy said Santos has a long way to go to earn trust, but ultimately the voters elected him. California is not the only place in the USA suffering very bad weather. A huge windstorm is blasting the deep south, leading to tornado watches and warnings. Authorities in Morgan County, Alabama, are reporting damage and injuries today. And it's very busy in the Golden State in the few hours between the storms.
We know the tree removal service crews are inundated right now. We know PG&E, the local electric company that services a large part of California, they have been inundated. They are worked to the core. So, you know, this is going to be a busy day. People are trying to pack in as much cleanup as they can before the next wave of rain hits parts of California.
Reporter Marissa Parra in Sebastopol, California. Government's track of inflation shows it falling. The consumer price index dropped by 0.1% in December, biggest month-over-month drop since April of 2020, the start of the pandemic. Wall Street is liking that news. The Dow has been up by as much as 260 points today. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
On this day after the nation's airlines were grounded for about 4 hours, two big questions to consider. The long-term bigger picture, what to do about the NOTAM system that informs pilots about flying conditions around the USA. U.S. Travel Association President Jeff Freeman says that won't change without massive public pressure.
I think what we need is a public that is less tolerant, more demanding of a system that is a heck of a lot more efficient. And we need an FAA that is less worried about petty fines here and there and more concerned about getting to the bottom of these antiquated technologies, the fact that we have 1,000 fewer air traffic controllers today than we did 10 years ago.
And there's the question about what you can do to be made whole if your travel was messed up yesterday or earlier this month because of the big winter storm. Katie Nastro of ScottsCheapFares.com offers a sneaky workaround if you can't reach a human at your airline.
If you can't get in touch with anyone on the domestic line because everybody is trying to dial in, try giving an international customer service line a call for your airline. That's actually a way to just kind of bypass the clog.
Some airlines may offer refunds, but they're not legally bound to do so because yesterday's outage was considered force majeure beyond their control. And while you may not get a refund for your flight, Nastro says you should be able to get on another flight, rebooked, if yours was canceled or delayed. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.